You are listening to The Shadow Book, the first in the Macy and Mason series, by Jeff Miller, narrated by Farah D. Dedicated to my loving classy parents who recently passed. The following story is fictional and does not represent any individual or event. It is inside us, which no one can see, the darkness of deeds that call out to me. The shadowy being we all hope to hide, and secretly wield as our natural side. The Book of the Dead. Chapter 1. The Auction. How is it that one event, one seemingly harmless occurrence, can inexplicably draw you into a strange reality and irrevocably change your life forever? And not just yours, but the lives of everyone that was involved in this mysterious affair. It was just an auction, where an old trunk came up for bid, a large and curious ancient-looking chest of ornate and foreign design. I assumed, as did the rest of us, that the thing was going to be auctioned off with all of the other extravagant items to the highest bidder, who would have dibs on everything it contained. That was the way it was done, and how it was listed in the auctioneer's catalogue. At least it was how we had figured, the crowd of us who had gathered around to stare at it and speculated what it might contain. Yet when it finally came to the auctioneer's attention, and they brought the damnable thing out the auction block, it just sort of popped open, which caused quite a stir, I should say, for it had been sealed from time untold. And there was no mistake about it, and no way to unlock it. As sworn by the former owner, the auction house, and all who had a crack at it. It stuck. The things rusted shut. It's too formidable to undo. If you had ventured to offer, one peacock of a woman, rumored it to have been sealed by an ancient curse, but that was hearsay. Yet it became hard to distinguish fact from fiction, and harder still to separate logic from what was happening here. Anyway, we all just stood there gawking at it during the preview, the chance for prospective bidders to examine the merchandise prior to opening bid. As for the other items, there were many extravagant pieces listed to be sold, paintings by some well-known artists, art pieces of immense value, antiques from an old farm, and even a curio collection. Yet for whatever reason, the majority of attendees crowded around that trunk to stare as though mesmerized. Oh, it's normal at a buyer's preview to gravitate towards a crowd, to see what they've drawn towards. Some even use this interest as an indication of value, mostly the uninformed and idiotic, I suppose. And for that matter, it's not unusual to wonder what is in a locked container, especially an old trunk like that. Yet there was more to it, as I was about to find out. As for the odd behavior, you get that sometimes at these type places, especially among bidders. It draws the wealthy, the hoarders, and peculiar people of all types. Even members of strange families and sects can show up. Secret organizations that have unusual tastes and bizarre agendas. For that matter, it's not uncommon to find secretive, eccentric, and at times, queer folk at these sort of events. However, they will usually act relatively normal and carry off an air of graceful conduct, if for no other reason than to cast suspicion of themselves or to protect their reputation and family name. But not these folk, no. They were acting downright strange, I dare say. Yet what made a shiver run up my spine was the sort of eerie feeling I got when I was close to the cursed thing. Yet at the same time, there was a mystery to it that sort of drew you and left me rather dazed or transfixed, and it got weirder as it went. The chest itself was a curious wooden box of ornate design, from East India or Asia, I presume. It had a mystical quality too. And it was as if the mysticism had somehow cast us all into some sort of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?